So growing up, I always called myself a Christian. I'd say my prayers before bed and I'd go to church camp, so I decided that I was deserving of that label. But I grew up understanding that Christianity was just following a set of rules. I didn't want to make God mad. I went to church because that was just another rule that I was told to follow. In my head, my love from God was dependent on my level of perfection. Throughout my middle school and high school years, my faith was pretty much always like this. I wasn't too focused on my walk with God, and I was just going through the motions. My main focus at that time was getting the best grades, starting for my school's basketball team, and being the leader of any club I could find. That was how I defined success. The summer after my senior year of high school, God was not really on my mind at all. I had started drinking in high school, but it got more consistent that summer. Drinking was pretty normal for my family, so I didn't think twice about it. When I started my freshman year at OU, I didn't really know where to start, but I heard about Crew, so I decided I'd give it a try. At the time, I didn't see much of a reason to stop drinking, so I continued that as well. I really started to enjoy Crew and what I was learning about, so I kept coming back. I attended events throughout the week and then went and got drunk on the weekends. I was feeling very lost as a freshman, and school was very overwhelming, so I thought that alcohol would be the solution. But throughout the first semester of my freshman year, I felt alone and pretty anxious. I was seeking fulfillment in my grades throughout the week and alcohol on the weekends. Moving into the second semester, though, I started to become more intentional in my walk with the Lord. I learned that you could actually have a personal relationship with God, something that I had never heard of. At that time, I still continued drinking and throwing myself into schoolwork, but I wasn't getting any satisfaction out of it. Continuing on in the spring semester, I began to think more about how my life was going to look moving forward. One thing that kept coming to my mind was Ocean City Summer Mission. I'd been hearing about it all year, and I thought that it sounded amazing, but I also figured it was a far-fetched idea and that I shouldn't get my hopes up. I thought that you had to be more of a Christian than I was. I didn't think I had any right to go. But I had this feeling that wouldn't go away. I felt like God was calling me to Ocean City, so I knew I needed to go. That summer, everything changed for me. God showed me in so many ways how loved I was. Throughout that summer, I wasn't drinking, and I had no homework to distract myself with, and I felt more joy than I had in a very long time. I found my peace and satisfaction through the Lord, and I was able to feel free again. Throughout my 10 weeks there, I learned more about God and my relationship with Him than I ever had. I learned how to share my faith with strangers as well as my close family and friends. I got to experience living life with God and the joy that can come from that. A crucial thing that God put on my heart that summer was that He was never seeking my perfection. God knew exactly where I was when I came into that summer, and He still used me. I didn't have to be perfect for God to love me. That truth was extremely impactful when I came back onto campus for my sophomore year. I came back forever changed, knowing that God loves me so much that He wanted more for me than the life that I was living. I came to learn that accomplishments in alcohol were never going to fulfill me. The Lord is sufficient, and it is through Him that I can find my joy and satisfaction. I still struggle with these things, but I now know that God is the only place in which I can find fulfillment, and He wants me to find my worth in Him, not the things of this world. I'm Elena, and that's my 180 story of how God took me from perfection to finding peace through His love. And if anything resonated with you, I'll be down front afterwards, and I'd love to talk.
Thanks to our listeners for tuning into this episode of the 180 Podcast, a production of Crew in Southeast Ohio. If you enjoyed this episode, please give it a like, a share, or leave an encouraging comment, and that will go a long way toward helping others hear about the podcast. The podcast isn't the only thing that we do. Whether you're a student living on campus or if you're still at home studying virtually, we'd encourage you to check us out on social media to hear more about what's going on. You can follow us on Instagram at crew@OU, or to learn more about who we are and what we do, head over to our website, crew@OU.org. We'd encourage you, if you visit the site, to complete our involvement form to get more connected to all the things that are happening. Thanks for joining us. We look forward to seeing you next Thursday for another episode of the 180.